This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sources tell the Associated Press the Biden administration has decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder would not comment on the AP report.
I will say that we have multiple variants of DPICMs in our stocks, and the ones that we are considering providing would not include older variants with dud rates that are higher than 2.35%.
The controversial bombs can cause civilian casualties. Reducing dud rate means there would be far fewer unexploded rounds that can result in unintended civilian deaths.
155-millimeter DPICMs have higher dud rates, so we would be carefully selecting rounds with lower dud rates, for which we have recent testing data.
Cluster bombs are weapons that open in the air and are intended to wreak destruction on multiple targets at once. Ed Donahue, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Thursday appealed to the UN Security Council member nations to create and send a security force to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. Guterres traveled to Haiti Saturday to meet with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and with sectors of the Haitian society, many of whom echoed his call for a security force for Haiti. Speaking to reporters before a Security Council debate on the matter, Guterres said Haiti is descending into chaos.
The Haitian people are trapped in a living nightmare. Humanitarian conditions are beyond appalling. Brutal gangs have a strange glow hold on the people of Haiti. Port-au-Prince is encircled by armed groups that are blocking roads, controlling access to food and health care, and undermining humanitarian support. Predatory gangs are using kidnappings and sexual violence as weapons to terrorize entire communities.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates has pledged to give $15 million to help rebuild the Jenin refugee camp after the most intense Israeli military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
The promise of funding comes after the two-day offensive massively damaged the area's roads and alleyways. The operation sent thousands of people fleeing their homes. The Israeli military has said the intention of the fierce incursion was to crack down on Palestinian fighters after a series of attacks on Israeli settlers. Local UAE media has said the funding will go to the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees, the UNRWA, which has recently struggled with funding. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is meeting Friday with Chinese Premier Li Qiang and other Chinese officials in Beijing, where she is set to address the strained relationship between the two countries. Treasury Department officials said before the trip that Yellen would be discussing stabilizing the global economy, as well as challenging China's support of Russia during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yellen was not expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Her visit, which is scheduled to last through Sunday, follows U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to Beijing last month. OceanGate, the U.S.-based company that managed the tourist submersible that imploded during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic, has suspended all exploration and commercial operations, its website showed on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has the story.
OceanGate did not elaborate on matters beyond a red banner at the top of its website. The company lost contact with its Titan submarine on June 18th during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic, prompting a massive undersea search for the vessel. The U.S. Coast Guard last week recovered presumed human remains and debris from the sub on the ocean floor. Examination of the debris is expected to shed more light on the cause of the implosion. U.S. and Canadian authorities are investigating the cause of the disaster, which raised questions about the unregulated nature of such expeditions.
Freddie Joyner reporting. China says 239 people died from COVID-19 in June, in a significant uptick months after it lifted most containment measures. The country had reported 164 deaths in May, none at all in April and March. Chinese health officials didn't say whether they expect the current uptick to continue or if they would recommend for preventative measures to be restored. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.